everyone, and welcome back. In this video, I want to talk to you about why I like teaching English online. And let me first say that if you're anxious to get into the meat of the course, you can skip this video and also the next one, I think. But in this section, in this video here, I'd like to talk to you about some of the many things that I really like about teaching English. And in the next video, I'll talk specifically about why online teaching is so good. Now, I realize that you've probably purchased this course because you want to make money. That's your primary driver. And you can make a decent pay teaching English online. You're not going to get rich. No, I don't know any subject that you can teach where you really will get rich, but you can make a decent pay. Now, if you want to settle, if you just want to pick up little pocket money, you can make $11 US an hour teaching conversation classes for schools like Cambly. But it's pretty easy, even for a new teacher, to make $15 US an hour. And with a little bit of experience, $20 an hour is not hard to get. You can even get up to $25 an hour. Now, north of that, you're going to need to have experience and probably a specialty niche, or niche if you prefer, such as TOEFL prep, for example, that not all teachers can do. But you can make decent hourly pay teaching English online, and you don't have to restrict yourself, of course, to charging by the hour. You could set up a program. Again, TOEFL prep is a good example, and say, okay, it's so many weeks, and here's the price of the course, and price it as a program. You can certainly do that. So you can make decent money teaching English online. This is not, of course, a get-rich-quick scheme or anything like that, but it's a nice way to make some good side money. Now, one of the really great things about teaching English online is you get to work from home. You know, I did this 20 years ago before it was a thing. These days, post-COVID, lots of people work from home and have become acquainted with it. And there's so many advantages to it. You know, you don't have to go out and get in your car, drive somewhere. You don't have to spend money on gas, fight traffic, lose that time in traffic. You don't have to go out in bad weather. You just walk into the next room, turn on your computer, and when the class is done, you close your computer. It's great. I love it. Now, of course, you can also teach from wherever, at least as long as there's a solid internet connection. And what I see is that internet connections are improving around the world almost daily. So if you are nearing retirement age, or you're already in retirement, probably one of the things that you would like to do is to travel. And that's like top of the list for retirees, things they want to do. But you do need money to travel, and teaching English online can help fund those travels. Also, you get to set your own hours. Now, you might, like me, be an early bird, or you might be a night owl like our friend here in the picture. But I can promise you that with the demand around the world for English classes, particularly with native English speakers, that you can find someone somewhere in the world who wants to study English with you at virtually any hour of the day. Okay, so you get to set your own hours, and that's really nice. You can be your own boss. Hopefully you'll recognize this guy here in the picture as Bruce Springsteen, aka The Boss. And one of the things that is so nice about teaching English online is that you can be your own boss. Now, you can work for a school or schools, and a lot of new teachers prefer to do that so that they don't have to worry about finding students or collecting payments or any of the tech stuff, although none of that is terribly difficult, and we'll cover all of that in this course. But a lot of newer teachers prefer just to focus on teaching, at least until they get grounded. Me, I like being my own boss. I get to choose my own students, what materials I use, what hours I work, my payment policies, all of that. It really is good to be your own boss. And it's just not that hard. As a friend of mine, I mean, you got to show up and you have to do the prep, but really it's not that hard. As a friend of mine, Damon, who's also an English teacher, says, I've worked for a living and I've taught English, and teaching English is better. Teaching English online is also often very interesting. You know, it's not all teaching grammar, all right? I teach intermediate to advanced students, and we have great conversations. I have explored various countries with students. Everybody loves travel and learning about other countries. Frequently, we'll discuss Netflix shows. You know, what are you watching? Here's one I watched. I have read articles on every topic imaginable through the years with my students. Even with some of my more advanced students, I've read novels or shorter pieces of literature, and that's very gratifying. Students typically study English for more practical reasons, but it's nice also to share literature with them. Periodically, we will listen to and dissect song lyrics, and students always love that. They find that really great. So that's a special treat that you can do once in a while, and I'll talk about that later in the course. I have sometimes counseled students. I think that as a teacher, the more time you spend with a student, that this is kind of a natural thing that often happens. They trust you and they'll seek your counsel. And related to that, I've seen students advance in life. You know, they're studying English typically to pursue a goal, whether it's a new job or an observership or immigration or what have you. And it's really nice to see students in advance in life and know that you've been a part of that. Another good thing about teaching English online is it's inexpensive and easy to begin, particularly when you compare it to a brick and mortar type of business, like opening a pizzeria. You know, to open a pizzeria, think of all of the myriad things you have to do. You know, you got to get a license, you have to have a cook, you've got to rent a storefront, you have to lease equipment, you have to develop a menu, you have to hire a staff, train that staff, et cetera, et cetera. By contrast, with teaching English online, you can be up and running literally in a matter of weeks. And again, you can build relationships. I alluded to this a minute ago. I've built, you know, many of my students I view as friends. And I know they see me as a friend. And, you know, I think that's natural when you spend time with people every week for years, you build strong relationships. And that's a wonderful thing about what I do. Again, you can share your experiences. I think that for those of you who are watching this who are retirement age or nearing retirement age, you've got a lot of experience, you know, education, certainly, work experience, certainly, but also life experience. And that's something that you have to share. Maybe you haven't thought of it that way, but you have a gift that you can share with your students. Oh, and it is really nice at the end of a class to hear a student say, "Thank you, teacher." Never gets old. That never gets old. And again, teaching English online, I think, beats teaching face-to-face in many ways. I'm going to cover that in the next video in some detail. And as I alluded to earlier in this video, teaching English online can fund your travel. You know, if like me, you've got the travel bug, then this is a nice way to help fund that travel while still enjoying yourself. Okay, then. So, one more thing. Teaching online can lead to other things. You know, in my case, it led to doing translations, doing writing for a couple of publications, and for you too, it could lead to other things. Who knows? In the next video, I'm going to cover why teaching English online beats teaching face-to-face. And again, if you're in a hurry to get into the meat of the course, you can skip that video, maybe come back to it later. Okay, I'll see you again in a minute.